Parak Lama Pasuk Yates, the Pasuk says, "Ubacharta b'chaim, you should choose life. Mantechia so atav zarecha, so you and your children will live." And the question is, what's the connection between you choosing life and your children living? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's an amazing thing to go ahead and be moser nefesh, to give up and sacrifice for Judaism. But if you come home complaining about it and saying how difficult it is, your children are not going to want to stay far away from it. I call it the great-grandmother perfume syndrome. I once kissed my great-grandmother, and I'll never forget the smell of her perfume. I never wanted to go back. But if it's pleasant, you will. And therefore the Torah says, b'charta b'chaim, go ahead and choose life in a way that it's going to be pleasant. So your kids are going to want to go ahead and follow. And that's why we say, right after Shema, we say the words, emes v'yatziv, we say, it'll be pleasant forever, and then we kiss the tzitzis. What's the connection? The answer is, once we say that Judaism is going to be pleasant forever, we grab the first mitzvah to show how delicious and beautiful and tasteful and delicious it really is. And therefore, right at that point, we go ahead and kiss the tzitzis. If you show that Torah and Judaism is delicious, everyone's going to want to follow. Have a great Shabbos.